Hello.
Hi, Nina.
Yes.
Hi, this is Crystal Walker. So I just spoke with Jose, and I had submitted the timesheet through my phone because I thought I had a choice of the app or the timesheet, so I didn't get paid for 13 hours.
One second, let me pull. What is your client's name?
Gilbert Reeves.
One second. Okay. So I'm not quite understanding for sure, because I spoke with you on the 3rd and let you know that your app is now linked, and you were informed that you need to start clocking in and out effective on the 4th.
Right. So I thought that I could do either or. So I
can't do either.
Okay.
The
well, Jose just cleared that up.
Yeah. The timesheet is for a 1 miss per week. So the problem is when you miss too many days and we have to administer a timesheet in those visits, that means your EBV percentage rate will never go up. It needs to be at 85%. So in order for you to stay active, because you don't have any successful clock ins and out consistent with weeks, you don't have any points to gain. So when we put a timesheet in business that is not verified, that means you won't get any points at all. So that is the problem that we're encountering.
So what does that mean?
Clock in and out for last week.
Say it again.
I'm looking at last week's schedule.
Yeah, I submitted a timesheet because I thought I had a choice of either or. I didn't know that I had to.
I spoke to you on the 3rd, sweetheart. I did.
Yeah, we did have a conversation.
And we had the conversation about you need to start clocking effective on the 4th because we didn't get any clock ins and out. We denied billing because we need verification.
Okay, can you verify it with my client?
Nope, we need you to start clocking consistently in order for us to back pay. We can't back pay without anything. So you,
okay,
you
so
have
what
to
do you
start
mean?
Clocking in and out successfully.
And okay.
We will continue to bill.
So I'm not going to get paid for those hours?
We cannot bill for hours that's not verified without clock-ins and out.
Okay, so how many days of clocking do you need for me to get the back pay?
So you're going to have to clock in successively starting tomorrow. Your shift starts at 8. That's what time you need to start clocking in and out.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so I'm still, okay, I understand that. So once I start that, then I'll be able to get paid for my hours?
Yep. Once you start clocking in and out successfully from tomorrow up until next Wednesday, Thursday, when we close billing, then yeah, you will be compensated for whatever time that you did not get today. But we got to get some clock ins and outs.
Okay, so it won't be until the next pay?
Yes.
Whew. Okay, I really messed that up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it won't be a problem from here on out. I wasn't aware. So I really wish I knew that that was like
a
mandatory way to do it.
With you. I can actually get my calls pulled.
I recall speaking with you. That's not necessary because I know that I spoke with you. I'm not denying that.
Right. But we had an understanding that you were informed that you need to start clocking in and out once we got your app up and running.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, it won't be an issue from here on out.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.